Listen to these wonderful words of the Lord Jesus. They're found in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, verse 28. There the Saviour says, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I've selected this verse as the third of the top 10 Gospel verses. What I'm going to speak to you about over the next few minutes is specially designed for people who are carrying a heavy burden of guilt and uneasiness before God and are willing to do anything to relieve the stress that this burden brings. We're living in a world that is full of burdened people. For some, it is the huge drag on their conscience of sins that have been committed. They can't do anything to rid that stain from their conscience. Do you have a conscience that gets activated and troubled by the slightest reminder of what you've done in the past? Perhaps it wakens you at night, you lie unable to sleep, thinking of sins that have been committed against God. Is that you? Well, if it is, this message, in these beautiful words of the Lord Jesus, is for you. And yet for others, there is the continual struggle of trying to find peace for the future. For them, there seems to be no way of being sure that when death comes, everything will be okay. No way of knowing absolutely that they'll be in heaven and they'll never be in hell. Does that describe you? If it does, I have good news for you. The gospel of God is spoken in these words by His Son, Jesus Christ. It is for you. As we think of these words together for a few moments, think firstly of the inviter. Who gives the invitation? It is the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not some religious leader. It's not an invitation circulated by some committee of men, however good men may be. This is an invitation that comes from the Saviour, who alone has power to do what He promises. He says, "You come to me, and I'll give you rest." Nobody else can give you rest from your troubled conscience. Nobody else can give you contentment as you look forward to the end of life and out into eternity. Nobody else can tell you that you'll definitely be in heaven. Only the Lord Jesus can do that. That's the one who says, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Then I want you to think of the invitation, the words that are spoken. They're very simple, they're very plain, and they're very direct. He says, "Come unto me." Why come? Well, simply because you have an incurable burden of sin. Because you have a constant effort in life that you've been expending to try and rid yourself of that sin. That's why you should come. You've tried everything else and nothing else can rid you of that burden. Maybe you've tried to do good works, tried to be a good neighbour, tried to get involved in doing good things to friends and folks that live near you, and you've discovered it doesn't ease your conscience. Neither it will, because it can't. For some folks, it's getting very religious and getting involved in church, doing all sorts of things like that, and the more they try, it just adds all the more to their frustration, because it brings them no relief. How can you come? You come by faith. That is simply in your heart before God. As you consider these words, you just acknowledge that you're a sinner. That sin has brought a heavy burden, and it has caused you to labour hard. And you can do nothing about the burden, but simply trust in the Lord Jesus. Accept the rest for your conscience and for your soul that He offers in this verse. Maybe you're asking, what exactly do you mean by that? I mean that you should bow before the Lord Jesus and confess your guilt and sin and ask Him to forgive you. If you do that, He's promised to give you rest. Think not only of the inviter and the invitation, but think of the invited. "All ye that labour and are heavy laden." That's everybody that's carrying a burden of sin. and is labouring to try and rid that burden and can't do it, carrying a heavy load of sin that weighs down upon your soul, brings you into absolute misery. For some, the hard work to get rid of that burden, it might consist of going to church, singing in the choir, taking communion, getting involved in charity work, trying to keep the Ten Commandments. It's of no avail. That's just creating labour. For others, it means being a good person, good member of society, an example in the community, and living by what has become known as the golden rule, not doing anything to others you wouldn't want them to do to you. You've tried that. Maybe for a lifetime you've tried it. And here you are at this stage of your life, after all of that labour. The heavy burden is still there. The words of the Saviour are designed just exactly for you. Because the bondage that these efforts you have been making, that bondage brings you into a hopeless misery. It even adds to your frustration, because after all the effort, and maybe even expense, it has done nothing to ease the burden of your sin and your guilt. Think not only on the inviter and the invited and the invitation, but think of the results spoken by the Lord Jesus. He says in very simple language, "I will give you rest." Those might be simple words, but they're very certain. He says, "I will." The forgiveness of your sins will bring to you the ultimate experience of rest. Your conscience about sin will be settled, because those sins have all been forgiven. What rest that brings. Every sin, of every kind, of any amount, and that result comes only from knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour. How can it be? Well, it is because he died on a shameful cross. He gave his life in death and sacrifice that you might live. He was raised again from the dead, signalling that God has accepted the death of his Son as an adequate payment for the offence and the guilt of your sin. And if you come to him, trust yourself to him, you will obtain a rest that you'll never lose. You'll be able to look forward to the end of life, whenever that comes, and know that at that very moment you'll be ready for heaven. You'll be able to look back, no matter what there has been in the past, no matter what sins have been committed, you'll know they have been forgiven, because the Bible says in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7 that the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin. Every sin of every type, of any quantity, the blood of Jesus Christ can forgive you. That's a tremendous message. That's why I put it amongst the, what I've called the top 10 gospel verses. It's a message that brings life and hope and rest for your conscience. Accept Christ. Ask him for forgiveness, and you'll find rest and peace for your conscience. Thank you.